What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Mornings with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
To the ball. Circle left. They go in front. Anna Levine, who just buried a huge three. Topside three. Put him in the hole. Put him in the Hall of Fame. Zach Levine is money. Back-to-back jacks. Timeout Denver. 127 to 121. 70 seconds left.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. What a delight to welcome in Will Perdue, our friend now at CHGO, and he joins us on the Score Hotline, brought to you by Aturo, your all-weather tire, aturo.com. Will, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Are we here to talk about Punxsutawney Phil or the trade?
Well, it feels like it's the same thing over and over and over again, Will.
Yeah, exactly. What a goofy league you are involved in. First of all, I was gobsmacked by the Luka for AD trade. Honestly, thought it was a joke or an exact. I didn't believe it. I didn't think it was true because I hadn't heard a thing about it, not even a whisper, and I didn't understand it. And then you get to the Bulls. But what was your take on that? Did that blow your mind?
Hold on a second. I'm getting my dictionary. I didn't expect to hear the word gobsmacked. So I'm trying to figure that out. But it's a
British term that means like punched in the face.
I was thinking smacked of punched in another area, but I can't explain the Luka Anthony Davis trade. I think you said it. I mean, the league has just been goofy lately. It's wild. The trades that have been made, the quality or the caliber of the players that have been traded. It's just there's a lot of general managers right now that are not happy with Rob Pelinka and Nico from Dallas Mavericks for making that trade because, you know, you think now this really favors L.A. if LeBron and Luka can stay healthy. How good that team really is, but then there's a lot of people who are like, oh, that they don't fit. I think they'll find a way to fit, but man, is it? I mean, I'm glad this is all happening because I know we got the Super Bowl this week, but this is attracting a lot of people that normally don't watch the NBA because they want to know what the hell's going on.
And there are questions in Chicago about what direction the Bulls are headed, but it's more clear now, Will. How do you balance, if you will, the relief you might feel about the Bulls finally making a trade and declaring a lane with disappointment perhaps over the amount of a return?
You know, David, I think you first of all, let's try to focus on the positives here just for one second. Number one, as you just pointed out, you know, they picked a lane. Remember back at the media day for this season, they wouldn't use the word rebuild. You know, Arturis used the word reshape. So what they wanted to hopefully do was to rebuild this roster but stay competitive, which kind of is a contradiction, right? Because your main goal was, at least I thought it was, is to maintain that pick from the San Antonio Spurs. Now, to be, you know, clear to everybody and very transparent. It wasn't just about, you know, hey, if you get the pick this year, then you don't get it next year. Let's not forget about that. All right. It wasn't the best, you know, deal anyways, but it's one of those things where if you got it, you might as well use it. Right. So there was the fact that you get the pick, the fact that you picked a lane, and the fact that you now have Zach LaVine's contract off the books. And those were the main goals that you wanted to have. And we were hoping to have those at the beginning of the season. We didn't. There wasn't a lot of clarity. It was confusing. But now we know the direction that we're going. As you just pointed out, the biggest issue is when you look at that trade as a whole, right? You see exactly what Sacramento got for De'Aaron Fox. And you're like, wow, look at all those draft picks. When in my mind, is there a difference in the quality of player that you're getting with Zach LaVine and De'Aaron Fox? And then you look what the Bulls got when it's all said and done. Something doesn't add up in the sense that, you know, I feel like Zach LaVine was having an all-star season. Unfortunately, he didn't get voted as an all-star. Because that's the interesting thing. What if he was an all-star and now he's traded? What exactly happens? But, you know, unfortunately for him, he didn't. I thought he's having a hell of a year, maybe his best year ever as a Bull. And just because they weren't winning, he wasn't getting a lot of recognition. But it just seems like Sacramento, you know, favored so much better than the Bulls in this deal. But there are a lot of things that will add up. And I honestly don't think we can really, quite honestly, really decide and give this trade a full grade until May happens and the lottery order is decided.
Yeah, we were talking about that. It's going to be really hard for the Bulls to be in good position unless they kind of win the lottery, unless a miraculous occurrence happens. They need to have good luck. It seems like their luck will determine their future, which is a really awful plan.
Well, it's unfortunate, guys, that they had kind of backed themselves into a corner by, you know, tripling down on Zach LaVine, DeMar DeRozan, and Nikola Vucevic. All three individually very good all-star caliber players, but just three guys that didn't have the necessary chemistry on the floor, on both ends of the floor, to make this a real viable team. But unfortunately, you know, they kind of tripled down on that, hoping that things would get better year after year, and they just didn't. So it took a while, but Arturas is, you know, he hasn't vocalized it by what's going on here. They pretty much admitted that they made some mistakes. They're trying to correct those mistakes, but it's going to take a while.
In your mind, Will, does trading Zach LaVine to the Kings make it easier or harder to now deal Vooch because of everybody knows you're in the midst of this rebuild and unloading, or does it have any effect at all?
I don't really think it has any effect at all. The biggest issue is, David, is when you put yourself in this position and you back yourself into that corner and you finally admit, okay, I made a mistake, let's correct the mistake, the value for all your assets decline, because then the other 29 teams know exactly what it is you're attempting to do, what you need to do. And that's the other thing is that, okay, we saw what we got for Zach from a return standpoint, terrible return, but that wasn't really the main goal. The main goal was we had to get him off the books. Once him and his agent, now remember, Zach didn't say, I want to be traded. Zach's agent stood up and said, okay, we're open to the thought and the idea of Zach being traded. All right, but a lot of players say that because they want to go to a better team with a chance to compete for a championship. Unfortunately for Zach, that didn't happen. In Vooch's case, you know, he's talked about how he would like towards the end of his career to be on a team that maybe has a chance, you know, to be viable, to be a contender. So the question is, who out there really wants Vooch? And what is it that the Bulls, what's the least amount of bargaining that the Bulls are willing to take for Vooch to get him out and to possibly get something viable, if possible, in return? Or are we now on the fire sale side of things and we're just willing to give Vooch, get him off the books?
Yeah, I think that's what kind of fascinates me, thinking about it. Like, how much they gave up to get him. You know, they get that pick back from San Antonio. But, I mean, I don't know that they'll get anything for him. That, by all accounts, AK was holding out for a first-round pick, and that's why no deal was coming to fruition. Now you got a few days. You've already picked your lane. We'll see.
Well, I mean, as we get closer to Thursday at 2 o'clock Central, there are some teams that are on the verge of being contenders that will they'll get desperate. And, you know, it's the old saying, as a player, when you're playing, you're like playing for that one last contract, it only takes one team, right?
Right.
So right now, the Bulls are searching for that one team in the hope that somebody will bail them out and help them out.
Will, we like Billy Donovan. We've been open about that in terms of whether or not he's part of the problem or solution. We think he's part of the solution. But curious what your thoughts are about his role in this season and what they do with him moving forward.
Well, I mean, first of all, I feel sorry for Billy because, remember, all these losses go on his record.
Yeah.
And regardless of, you know, what he says publicly, you know, as a coach, you're you know, evaluated by your record, right? So I get it. You know, it's just he's taking one for the team. We always talk about, and, you know, to really make something good, whether it's a team, an individual, an organization, a business, sacrifices have to be made. And right now, Billy's having to sacrifice some W's for hopefully the betterment of the future of this organization. One thing I like about Billy is that he's a player's coach. The one thing that's a little bit of a drawback, in my opinion, to Billy is he's a player's coach. But now, let's see where we go from here, because this truly is an evaluation period now, not just for Patrick Williams, who everybody wants to talk about, but continually for Kobe Bryant, for Io, for Matas, for anybody else that they end up bringing in that's on this roster, you know, after Thursday, and finding out, okay, where do these guys fit? How good are they? And what can Billy and his team do to help develop potential so we have an idea of where we are moving forward?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What needs to happen for this team to be competitive again? Is it pure luck now, or is there something that they can do because they've gained a little bit of money here and maybe they can go out and buy someone? It's hard to believe how many people are going to sign up for the project.
Well, that's the thing. A couple things have to happen. If you want to try to, you know, as you pointed out, go and truly build in the draft, that does take a little luck, quite honestly. We've seen that before with, you know, the Derrick Rose years. What was it, 0.4% chance of getting the number one pick? All right, and you got a generational player. Unfortunately, you know, he got hurt. So there's luck that has to be involved, just like if you, you know, you buy a ticket and you win the lottery, number one. Two, you've got to convince somehow, some way, free agents that this is a viable, attractive market. You've got to sell them on the fact that this organization is committed to getting back to being prominent, getting back to holding themselves up to the standards of those six banners that are hanging in, you know, the United Center. And that's not an easy task, because it's, we've seen a lot of organizations now. Let's be very clear. We saw the direction that the New York Knicks were going in, but they've turned that around. And in my opinion, they've become a contender. I know a lot of people, you know, don't like how, you know, Thibs coaches, but the one thing they have done is gone out and got players. They've paid players. They've made some good trades, and they've become a contender. Are they my favorite? No, but they have turned things around and they're going the right direction. So iconic organizations that get themselves in a bind can turn things around. The New York Knicks are in a perfect example. Now the question is, the Bulls are where the New York Knicks used to be, going in the wrong direction. Can they turn things around and make themselves a viable, attractive location for not only free agents, but try to make some trades, hit the jackpot? A lot has to happen, but you know, it's one of those things. You've, as you said, David, at the beginning of this, you've picked a lane. Now that you've picked a lane, can you do your job and make this lane successful?
Terrific insight, Will. Great to talk to you.
Thanks, Will.
Enjoyed it, guys. Hey, remember, I don't know the relevance of this, but some reason the voice of Johnny Bach comes back to me, and maybe you guys can figure this out throughout your show. I walked my dog this morning. The sun's not out. The Bulls made a trade, which we shouldn't. I mean, they did something. Johnny Bach used to always say, and I'm not really sure what it means. It could have numerous meanings, but the sun shines on both sides of a cat's you-know-what.
Prophetic.
Yeah, thanks, Will. We'll talk to you. That's
all right, awesome. Gentlemen, have a great day.
That is Will Perdue.
That's the profound Will Perdue.
There you go.
Yeah, good stuff.
I love it. I don't know what that means either, but yeah, the sun shines all the way when it's shining. It just doesn't shine here. All right, Mully and Haw, we've got KC coming up in a little bit. We're going to get to your calls, 312-644-6767.
Come back. What's the confidence level in Matas Buzelis as a foundational piece? Because now he takes on a bigger role on this team, and he's on a bit of a roll.
We'll do that next. Mully and Haw on The Score.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's R-E-B-A-G.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.